This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The death in detention of Turkish human rights lawyer Ebru Timtik is an utter waste of a human life, UN-appointed independent rights experts have said. Ms. Timtik died on the 27th of August after 3 years in detention and a hunger strike lasting 238 days. She was arrested with other lawyers in September 2017 and sentenced to 13 years and 6 months in prison after being charged with belonging to a terrorist organization. In a joint statement, the experts said that Ms. Timtik's death was entirely preventable before calling for an investigation and for Turkey to release other rights defenders. They highlighted allegations of unlawful detention and unfair trial and restrictions on the freedom of expression and regretted that little was done to prevent this tragic outcome, despite the engagement of the Turkish authorities. Almost 100,000 children in Beirut have been affected by the massive explosion a month ago in the city's harbour area. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said that one in two children that it has been helping has displayed signs of psychological trauma from bedwetting to aggressive behaviour and withdrawing from parents and friends. The agency's priority is to help 25,000 youngsters over the next 3 months in child-friendly spaces with more specialised and longer-term support for the many thousands who need it. Here's UNICEF Protection Officer Rula Abisad.
You know, the explosion happened mainly in their own homes. Like, this is where usually this is the safest place for the children, supposedly. So with the explosion, they lost the safety. So within the child-friendly spaces, we try to establish back the routine and like a sense of normalcy for those children in their life. Like, they would come to the center to, sometimes it's just for playing. It doesn't always need to be with a clear objective. It's just to give the opportunity for the child to be a child.
UNICEF has appealed for around $47 million to provide emergency support to affected families and children in the coming months. This includes repairing basic essential services, such as mains water, and providing protective equipment against COVID-19. To hear the full UN News interview with UNICEF's Rula Abisad, just go to our audio hub on our website or your smartphone. Fallout from the coronavirus pandemic will push 47 million more women into poverty, reversing decades of progress in tackling the problem. A new report, released on Wednesday by UN Women and the UN Development Programme, UNDP, points to a 9.1% increase in the poverty rate for women this year. Prior to COVID-19, the rate was expected to decrease by 2.7% between 2019 and 2021. Extreme poverty is defined as having to live on $1.90 a day. The projections also show that women will be affected far more than men by the end of next year. For every 100 men aged 25 to 34 living in extreme poverty, there will be 118 women. Worryingly, this gap is expected to increase by 2030. By 2021, the total number of women and girls living in extreme poverty is expected to reach 435 million, with projections showing that this number will not revert to pre-pandemic levels until 2030. Nearly 6 in 10 of the world's poorest women live in sub-Saharan Africa, while there are fears that South Asia could also experience a resurgence in extreme poverty despite recent gains in poverty reduction. Daniel Johnson, UN News.